So we continue from yesterday. We talked a little bit about that first council when there was this division in the church, which is kind of sad but comforting that there's always been some tension and division that had to be confronted. There was always conservatives and liberals in the church. There was always this one way or the other. And like we said, like Jesus didn't leave his church, you know, each one of you figure out your own way and that's fine with me. Walker's so excited. Hello, Walker. It's this little eyes over the pew. It's great. Mr. Wilson. Anyway, our Lord gave us the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the authority of the church. And we see it in Scripture, in the Acts of the Apostles. What would they do when they had these divisions? What would they do when they had these tensions? They would come together. They would discuss. They would pray. They would share the experiences, the signs of the times that they're trying to read the right way with the Holy Spirit. And they sent out a letter to the entire church with their consensus, which probably wasn't 100% unanimous. And they would dare to say, it is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us that you should. And they go, how dare you unless you were given that authority? And that's our belief, that's our faith, that authority was entrusted to the apostles and their successors, and especially to Peter as the point of reference. They knew Christ had given them the authority, and in the very beginning, right here, Acts of the Apostles, they're exercising that authority. Now don't think for a moment, if you know any history about the early church, that this was like, okay, end of debate, it's over. No, you had splinterings, schisms, Ebionites, whatever, different groups that were like too conservative. I can totally imagine, like it says, oh, they received the letter with great joy. Well, not all of them did. Oh my gosh, these apostles are taking the boat the wrong way. We're leaving. We're going to do our own thing. Oh, those apostles are so stuck in their liberal, new, novel ways, letting the people be led astray from their Jewish customs. It was there in the beginning, and we still face that struggle today. I was going to talk about love, but I'll leave it for now. But our Lord does call us to live in that love. And as a church community, so often facing divisions and tensions, at the end of the day, it's love. And love grows towards communion. Think about marriage, think about family life. Love grows towards communion. We ask the Holy Spirit to be that gift of love for us, that love of God poured out among us, not towards arguments and division, but towards communion. We were having a conversation yesterday about different ministries or whatever, and it's always like, people are like, well, the church should do this, y'all should do, there's no us and them, like this, let's come together and make this work. Love builds communion. You're so awesome. Anyway, may our Blessed Mother intercede for us and guide us in this journey towards love, towards communion, under the leadership of the apostles, their successors, guided by the Holy Spirit, and our reaction is love, humility, trust, and communion coming together. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.